You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, last night when I told you about the little miracle that occurred, I think I'd better explain that just a little bit more, because you might think that our needs have been met, and they have not. You see, we needed a total of $15,000. And we have only received $625 in donations, period. That's what we received, and they've trickled in. And that's not a whole bunch of small donations, ladies and gentlemen. Because four people donated $100 apiece. So $400 out of that $625 were donated by just four people. Another couple of people sent $50 apiece. And so there you have six people making up $500. And the rest were $20 and $10 and things like that, which we appreciate very, very much. What I'm trying to tell you is that most of you listening to this broadcast are not supporting this broadcast, and you're not supporting our television effort. You're not supporting it. And yes, I'm talking to you, and I do mean to embarrass you in front of your family and your friends right now. Those of you who profess to support your causes, you are liars. And I'm telling that to your face, over the air, right now. You're liars. You lie to yourself, you lie to your family, you lie to your friends, and you lie to us. And you probably lie to yourself, and you probably believe it. The truth is, and this may hurt some of you, but this is the truth. Most of the people listening to this broadcast have never done anything to further the cause of freedom in this country except sit on their butts on their couches and listen to Patriot broadcasts. Get their hands on whatever is free that somebody passes to them, and without investigating anything whatsoever, they pass it on as if it's fact. That's the truth. Remember, you only hear the truth on this broadcast. And the reason I have to tell you this is because Rick had already donated $5,000. Donated $5,000 before yesterday. Yesterday, when I told him what our problem was, I could hear in his voice he was going to donate another $6,000, and I wouldn't let him. I insisted that he loan the money to us, and that's what he has done. And because of our situation, I don't want him to take a hit after already donating $5,000. I don't want him to take a hit for another $6,000. So we are sending to him as collateral, so that they come up here tonight and kill us all, he's not out $6,000. We're sending to him $7,000, and this was my decision, he didn't ask for this, $7,000 collateral in gold and silver coin. The value obtained from the lowest prices that we could find advertised in Coin World. You see, I would not allow Rick, after having already donated $5,000, which, by the way, purchased our video editing computer, the software that goes with it, and a Targa capture board. He and his wife, Barbara, contributed $5,000 for that. So I was not going to let him contribute another six while all of you out there are sitting on your butts doing nothing. I can't do that. So I insisted that it's a loan, and we will pay it back. And if something happens that we're unable to pay it back, instead of having $6,000 in his hands, he will have $7,000 at today's lowest, very lowest values of those coins. As our deepest appreciation for taking the risk. And by the time that he ever has to use those coins, they'll be worth a hell of a lot more than that. So I just wanted to let you all know that you're not off the hook. The television project still needs $15,000 less $625. The $6,000 that we obtained yesterday to purchase the needed equipment was a loan, which we have to pay back. And if I had thought that that's what many of you would be thinking when I did the broadcast last night, I would have told you that last night. But I received a few phone calls today that, "Oh, Bill, we're glad you got the money. We were getting ready to send you some money, but we heard last night that you already got it." No, we did not get it. And even if we got $6,000, we didn't get the $15,000. So you're not off the hook. And I just want all of you to know, all of you that are always looking for the free ride, you phony patriots who are really socialists, who are collecting your government checks and pretending to be loyal to the Constitution, all the time looking for your next freebie, ducking out of donating or participating in anything, in any active way, because you might get on somebody's list. Or you might be out $50 or $100 or $5 or even $1. You see, most of you listening to this broadcast are so low life you couldn't even donate $1. Now bear in mind, I'm not talking to everybody listening to this broadcast, for there are some firm supporters out there. There are some people who have done an awful lot of work, as you heard me thank them last night. But unfortunately, that's a very small minority of all of those people who are listening. You think you're going to win this battle sitting on your ass on your couch doing nothing, contributing nothing, waiting for me and that handful of other people who always do everything for you? No, you're not going to win. What you're going to do is witness our destruction and your enslavement. That's what's going to happen. Out of all of the people in this world who promised faithfully upon their word of honor that they would be the first to come to our aid if we ever needed it, a handful of people showed up. Doyle Shamley showed up, took charge, and this coordinated the defensive effort. And we have the support of the Second Continental Army of the Republic. But all of you out there listening have done nothing. And we're still working on your behalf. And we want to put together a television project so that we can awaken all of those people who won't listen to anything or believe anything unless it's on videotape. And unfortunately, that includes a lot of you. You can't even send a dollar. And you can't understand how I get frustrated sometimes or angry. Then I opened the Round Valley paper today and saw that a man that I really believed was on our side and supported my effort, had written in his paper, "You should only believe some of the things that William Cooper says on his broadcast." I was really hurt by that. You see, I believe no one should tell anyone else who or what to listen to, and you've all heard my admonition over the years. I have been adamant about it. Listen to everyone, read everything, believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. That's to keep you from being deceived. If you only listen to what people tell you to listen to, you will never hear an opposing viewpoint, and therefore you will never have anything with which to judge whether or not you are living the truth or living a lie. And I continue to tell you that. I always will. But I got to tell you, folks, I'm getting very, very weary of being stabbed in the back by those who say they are my allies, and those who say they support our cause, those who say they are on the bandwagon for freedom, those who claim to have read, understand, and believe in the Constitution for the United States of America. I'm really weary of being hurt by those people. Terribly weary. For that has been the predominance of what has happened over the years. The few brave souls who have the courage to stand beside us and stand with us and stand for the cause, whether they like me or not, are still there standing in the front lines of the battle, are few in number. But if you think you're going to survive what's going to come with just us standing in the front lines to protect you against the evil that is coming down against us in this world, you are fools. And if you think God is going to come down and intervene in your behalf when you have risked nothing in His behalf, you are double fools. Everybody was so thankful for WBCQ, and they all flocked to WBCQ. Well, guess what, folks? Guess who is the only person on the air on WBCQ who pays their bill on time and in full and doesn't have to be hounded or begged to do it? Even though oftentimes we don't even have the money, we get it and we pay it. It's the hour of the time. All these other people you hear on WBCQ don't pay their bill. And yes, that includes Baker and all the rest of them. When they do pay their bill, it's after weeks and months of haggling and hounding and pulling teeth and threatening. Why should Alan Weiner have to do that? My God, he's already given them the lowest rates on radio, and they all profess to be good, honest, decent people. And if you're one of those I thanked last night, don't ever in your wildest dreams think that I'm talking to you tonight. Tonight I'm talking to all those other people that I was not talking to tonight. All of the couch potatoes, the "I'll do something tomorrow" crowd, are just the flat-out liars who claim that they're doing something and never do a damn thing for anybody or any cause in their life. The cowards of the world. The wannabes. If I was just like you, you would never have read a book called Behold a Pale Horse. You would never have heard a broadcast called The Hour of the Time. There would be no newspaper called Veritas. No one would have published Michelle Marie Moore's book, Oklahoma City Day One. No one would have done all of the research, and not a single one of you out there, I don't care who you are or how smart you think you are, would have known anything about the mysteries or the enemies of the Republic that are bringing about the destruction and the downfall of the greatest nation that has ever appeared in the history of the human race. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Because it's the truth. It's the truth. And I, for one, am tired of it. I've studied history. I know exactly what's going on. Throughout the history of the world, whenever great changes occurred or the right thing was ever done, it's always been done by one person or two people or just a handful of people. Out of all of the people who lived in this continent, not counting the Native Americans, only 3.5% fought the Revolutionary War and brought about the formation of the United States of America. The rest of the people were just couch potatoes, do nothing, know nothing, contribute nothing. Anchors around their waists. And that's basically what occurs today. Most people in this country and all over the world are ignorant, apathetic sheeple. They are exactly what the Illuminati considers them to be. Dumb animals who cannot use the brain that God gave them. And yes, human beings are animals. The only thing that separates us from the rest of the animals is some of us use our brains. It's what God gave us brains for. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Absolutely true. That's why you allow the things to go on in your communities that you allow, in your counties, in your states, in your cities, in your neighborhoods. And you turn your head because you don't want to be ostracized. You don't want to be pointed at as the weirdo guy that brought up morals or pointed out what the law really says. Here in my own community, I have cited the law for years. I put in Freedom of Information Act requests to the Internal Revenue Service and to the Department of the Treasury and to the United States government, asking them to prove certain things. They refused on every count, every request, everything that I sent in, even if it was for simple things like a copy of a form. Refused. Sued them. Presented the law to the judge who could not refute it. The government could not refute it. Would the judge rule in summary judgment when I made a motion to do so in the face of all of this? No. The government perjured themselves, presented false testimony, outright lied, When I presented the evidence of perjury to the judge, would the judge bring perjury charges against those persons in the government who did it? No. When the government was confronted with losing their case because eventually the judge had no other alternative than to rule in my favor, what did they do? Lied to a grand jury and issued warrants for the arrest of myself and my wife. In this community, I presented the evidence to the community, the law, which the government cannot and has not ever refuted, not once, to the chief of police, the mayor, the editors of the different newspapers, the highway patrol, the county sheriff. Not one person in this entire community can even cite the law that requires them to file and pay income taxes, yet they call me, not everyone, mind you, have tremendous support here, but still, they call me a tax protester. I'm the only one in this community, as far as the income tax is concerned, who is within the law, obeying the law. Why do they do that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're cowards, and they are ignorant. They don't want to admit that they're ignorant. They don't want to admit that they cannot produce a law that requires them to file and pay income tax. And besides that, they're so ignorant they don't even know where to look. But they are cowards to boot. And so, even if they knew that they couldn't find it and had to admit it, they would still attack me to justify their cowardice and their ignorance. Isn't that amazing? I find it absolutely beyond all of the expectations that I had when I sat down and decided to awaken the American people to devote my life and with it the lives of my family, my children, to protecting the liberty and freedom of all of these stupid, ignorant, apathetic animals. That's exactly what they have proven that they are in my eyes. I've risked everything for them, everything that there is. And I was told a long time ago by some very highly degreed adepts that I should join their effort because they would reward me handsomely. But if I continued on the course of attempting to awaken and protect the public from what is coming, those whom I am trying to protect would destroy me. They told me that years ago. Oh, dumb me, I didn't believe them. They were right. They were right. But I'm a man of principle. I don't care if I'm the last man or the only man standing here doing the right thing. I will do it unto my death. Because I will not live in slavery. I will either live free on this earth, or I will live free in death. But I will not live on this earth in slavery. You do whatever the hell you want to do. But stop lying to me. Don't tell me you're on our side if you're not. Don't tell me that you fight in the cause of freedom when you don't. Don't tell me that you contribute to your causes when you haven't even bothered to send in a dollar to help this cause. We know who sends us contributions. We keep a list of every person who's ever contributed a nickel to our cause. And it's the same people over and over and over again, and it's a very small list. So all you liars and hypocrites and couch potatoes and do-nothing nobodies, turn off your radio and go find somebody that you can support. Some cause that you really care about. And stay the hell out of our way. And by God, I mean it. And no respect for you. I don't like you. I don't hate you. But I don't like you. I don't understand you. I never will understand you as long as I live. You make no sense to me whatsoever. And quite frankly, I'm just simply not going to put up with you anymore. I don't have to. I don't have to. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you a broadcast. Don't owe you a newspaper. I don't owe you a television project. But I will freely and happily work my butt off, even if I have to scrape up every penny myself. I will happily and gladly give it to those who do deserve it. Oh yes. That small handful I will do just about anything for that I can possibly do. The rest of you, get off the battlefield. Turn off your radio. Get out of our way. Go away. Go hide. You're nothing but a bunch of cowards anyway. We don't need you. You'll just drag us down. You're the ones who aren't even getting ready for anything, and if you are, it's just to survive. Just to survive. Hell with everybody else. We're going to survive, babe. I can't wait to see the look on your face when you see the world, when you come out of your hiding place after you have survived. I can't wait to see the look on your face. Whether we win or lose, not going to be much left to survive for. I'm not oppressed by most people, folks. Not at all. Haven't been for quite some time. Stupidity, ignorance, apathy, greed, hypocrisy are the rule of the day in the lives of 99% of all of the people in this country. And unfortunately, in most of the rest of the world also. I'm constantly amazed. Absolutely amazed. April the 19th, 1995. Morning, just after most of the workers had entered the federal office building in Oklahoma City and prepared for their daily routine, an explosion occurred. One was prepared for this, ladies and gentlemen, least of all those inside the building who found themselves suddenly falling, tumbling through the air. Many of them were buried beneath tons of debris. As usual, the intelligence service has all of the facts that are available at this time, and you will find these facts have not been reported in their entirety anywhere else in the world, including the major media in the United States, including even the media in Oklahoma City. As usual, we have our people on scene with press passes in hand, and they have given us a preliminary report, which I will now relay to you. It is important that you listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, because rumors, as always, abound. And we have heard every rumor and every possible solution to this. What you are going to get now are the facts. Then we will discuss some of the reports, erroneous and otherwise. There is an agenda here. And if you will remember, I told you that this would happen. I said it on this broadcast that the incidents of terrorism within the United States will escalate to the point undreamed of by the American people. What is the agenda? Well, you're going to find out. Our station chief was in Oklahoma City all day. Most of the facts that are available have been scantily reported on the local news in Oklahoma City only. The national news reports, especially on ABC, are completely off base and out of line. As you might expect, the body count keeps going up, but as far as actual on-the-scene reporting goes, at 4:30 p.m. this afternoon, Oklahoma time, only 22 confirmed dead, 17 of them children from the daycare center. Washington was reporting 81 dead, but no one on the scene can confirm any numbers yet that even approach that number. The number confirmed at 4:30 p.m. was 22 dead, 17 of them children. The Washington, D.C. figure may have more to do with government workers who cannot be reached by phone. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, only 30% of the federal building has been searched because of the danger of the rest of the building collapsing. And search and rescue has been hampered by some intermittent but heavy rain. Temperatures have been falling rapidly in the Oklahoma City area. There are certainly enough people still missing to easily exceed the Washington death estimate, but at this time, their numbers cannot be considered as fact. You are listening to a rerun of The Hour of the Time, which originally aired April 19th, 1995. This is not an event that is happening now. This is a rerun of the Hour of the Time, which originally aired April 19, 1995. There are parts of the building which seem held together only by the grace of God. You can look right through the building in several places. As our station chief drove through the Oklahoma City area, she saw glass damage from the explosive concussion as far away as Northwest 23rd Street, which is approximately 2 miles north of the federal building, and as far west as Pennsylvania Avenue, which is about 3 miles west. Her brother-in-law heard the explosion in his office in Edmond, about 15 miles north of Oklahoma City. Her sister-in-law is at this hour still on duty at Children's Hospital, where she works as a nurse. She has been on duty since 7 a.m. this morning and expects to have to continue working throughout the night as more of the injured are brought in all the time. Immediately after the explosion, ladies and gentlemen, the shopping mall at Northwest 50th and Penn was evacuated because it houses a smaller office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. No mention was made of sealing off any areas in Norman, which is 17 miles south of Oklahoma City. In particular, the office of the FBI, which is located about 4 blocks from the front door of one of our operatives. Tinker Air Force Base was put on emergency alert, and for several hours, no one was admitted on or off the base. Later in the day, base personnel were allowed onto the base, but everyone entering was subjected to a total identification check, and some were searched. The entire Oklahoma Capitol complex was evacuated about 2 hours after the explosion so that the building could be swept for explosives. Army personnel and drug-sniffing dogs were brought in from Fort Sill to search out anything that could be found in the Capitol complex and upon the bomb scene. There have been no further local reports about that investigation since about 4 p.m. Mayor Ron Norick has stated that there were approximately 590 federal employees in the building on the job when the bomb exploded. And there may have been an additional 200 to 400 citizens conducting business in the building at that time. So there could have been, ladies and gentlemen, somewhere around 1,000 people in that building. The total figure at this moment is unknown. The total number of persons reported admitted to area hospitals because of this incident at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon, Oklahoma City time, were just under 300. Many persons are believed still buried in the rubble, and few living that have been rescued were suffering from crush injuries, lacerations from flying glass, and other injuries associated with explosions. One woman buried in the parking garage had to have her leg amputated before she could be removed. According to Dr. Cornelison, who made the report, she would not have lived had the amputation not been performed. There have been many such spur-of-the-moment street corner surgeries performed while rescue vehicles made their way to the scene to remove the injured and the dead. Reports have been heard on radio of 200 adult-sized body bags being brought to the scene in anticipation of the number of bodies yet to be recovered from the building. And unless a tent has been recently erected on the side of the street, the bodies are still being held in a semi-truck, which is serving as a temporary morgue. Huge floodlights have been brought in by an oil field equipment company, and large heaters are also being provided to the scene as rescue work continues into the cold of the night. Police and firefighters on the scanner report that they have heard no other moans or cries for help from any of the already searched area for the last 2 hours. No one can begin to estimate what the situation may be in the remaining 60% of the building. Thank you.
Only a few hours ago, firefighters began working on the second story of the building, searching for anyone or anything. There are 9 stories total, which must be sifted carefully. And the work, ladies and gentlemen, is painstakingly slow because of the dangerous condition of the remaining structure. A lot of heroics have manifested on the part of the rescue workers. A special investigative team from Phoenix has arrived to assist in the search for survivors, and it is reported that they have special sound equipment which can detect the tiny sounds of breathing beneath rubble and debris. They are at work now. All roads leading into the main downtown area have been closed off and are being guarded by police and National Guard troops. FEMA is conducting a practice exercise. They have seized the moment, and the Federal Communications Commission is going through their routine of clearing the frequencies for the use of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Our station chief drove south on Walker from Northwest 23rd Street trying to get closer, but was turned aside by guarded roadblocks. She tried entering the area from several different possible back roads routes, but there were simply too many police, National Guard, Highway Patrol, and sheriff's deputies to get anywhere near the scene, despite the fact that she possesses a valid press pass and credentials representing the Kaji News Service and Veritas newspaper. Every little alleyway and gravel half road that she tried to access was fully guarded and sealed. The perimeter is solid. And I can assure you, if there was a way to get on the scene, our people would have done it. And in fact, one has, but until that person comes out again, we cannot get a report. For there is no communications out of the area unless you have access to the emergency communications equipment of the officials on the scene. Representatives from Oklahoma Natural Gas were allowed through the roadblocks to get to their damaged building because they are in the process of cutting off all gas lines leading into the downtown area until the total damage can be assessed. All customer calls have been routed to the Tulsa office. The only other people being allowed through the roadblocks are medical personnel who can flash medical cards. No one else is being allowed into the area, regardless of the reason. No members of the local press who were not on the scene within the first hour have been allowed in since the rumor spread of a second and then a third possible bomb. These rumors are not true. And at that time, everyone in the downtown area who did not have a medical, fire, or police function was moved back away from the federal building area, a distance of 5 blocks. There was a media center for the press set up at 7th and Harvey, which is within walking distance of the location of the press conference, which was held earlier today. Because of the general chaos, ladies and gentlemen, no information of any real substance is coming out of this area. Earlier reports were made of 3 possible suspects in a blue pickup truck with tinted windows, 2 of Middle Eastern appearance between the age of 25 and 35, and a 3rd male, no description given, who supposedly was driving this pickup truck. Nothing was said about why they were suspects. But I question this, and so do our agents on the scene, for there is a large population of Middle Eastern Muslims in Oklahoma City, Edmond and Norman, and the University of Oklahoma has several large Islamic student community groups. Unless the 3 men actually did something suspicious, There should have been nothing out of the ordinary about their presence. Many such individuals live and work in this area, especially in that part of downtown Oklahoma City, which houses so many offices for Middle Eastern businesses. These are some of the rumors and erroneous reports and guesses and speculations that have been broadcast around the world today. Now remember, these are rumors, speculations. A local television station in Oklahoma City received a call from an unidentified male reportedly speaking with a foreign accent who stated that the Nation of Islam claimed responsibility for the bombing. On another broadcast, Dave McCurdy, former Democratic congressman, promptly came on television and repeated the same unsubstantiated rumor. An hour later, an alleged official from the Nation of Islam telephoned KTOK Radio from Chicago to deny any responsibility for the bombing. On one station, an explosives expert being interviewed stated that all neo-Nazi groups, right-wing extremist political organizations, and fundamentalist religious groups would naturally be suspect because of their supposed hatred of the government. And early on, a political science professor from OCU suggested that the bombing might be the result of disgruntled tax protesters. A second explosives expert, ladies and gentlemen, was interviewed, who stated that the type of bomb that might have been used, since no one knows at this time, was not of the sort that a small local group could assemble, and that it was more likely that the bombing was the work of an organization with much funding and international ties. He suggested that investigators check to see what major drug trials might be going on at this time, and noted that there were similarities between the federal building bombing here and that of the World Trade Center 2 years ago. He also remarked about the fact that the courthouse building is located right behind the federal building, but nothing further was said about that. And I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, that if this second explosives expert is right, he has penned the Central Intelligence Agency. Another report from the scene stated that firefighters going through the rubble of the federal building discovered other explosive devices and plastic, which had been allegedly kept in the offices of the ATF located in the federal building. That's the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. That particular report, unlike all of the others heard today, was never reported again. We have also not heard it mentioned further on the scanner. It was either another untrue rumor, or if it was true, was quickly squashed. A later radio report made mention of a rocket launcher being found in the debris, which was supposed to have also been in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms office. That report also has never been repeated, substantiated, or denied. Thank you. The hour of the time is brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by Swiss America Trading. We suggest that if you want protection of your assets against what is sure to come, and this is just the taste, those of you who have been listening to this broadcast for a long period of time, you know.
The hour of the time is not sponsored by Swiss America Trading at this time. And if you're doing business with Swiss America Trading, that's your business, but we cannot promote their efforts unless they promote ours. And so, therefore, I want to fast forward this tape a little bit and get over this commercial. You're listening to a rerun of a broadcast of the Hour of the Time, which originally aired April the 19th, 1995.
Say this again so that there is no misunderstanding. As this state of chaos develops, as local anarchy takes form, food will disappear from the supermarket shelves. Economy. This is not conjecture, this is what is planned for America. And I suggest you watch my predictions. I hate you. Here a long time ago. You read my prison because under the rule of internet. For the unification of the armed forces of what used to be called the Soviet Union. Under the this is not conjecture, it's document. The military forces, the Army, Navy, Air Force, the world, to maintain peace and order, and to ensure the disarmament of all nations and all people. This is not conjecture, it's documented in the law. It is fact. You have had your head buried in the sand for too long. What happened today in Oklahoma City is a part of the agenda to bring about the New World Order. Every
everything that I wrote about in my book, but at the time, nothing had listened.
We call 1-800-289-2647.
I suggest you watch my predictions.
I suggest you watch my predictions. And I hate the facts that they are coming true. But I have studied for so many years that I know how this will proceed and how it will come about. The incidence of terrorism in the United States will escalate beyond your capacity to understand it. You heard it here a long time ago. If you read my book, you read it in my book. If you attended my lectures, you heard me tell you in my lectures, every prediction I have ever made but one has come true. Everything that I wrote about in my book, that at the time nothing had materialized and people called me crazy, have now come to pass. We have no authority to go down there and take the head of another sovereign nation and bring him here and try him in a court. For under international law, they have immunity. So do all diplomats. You're going to see that disappear also. The sovereignty of nations is no more, including the sovereignty of the United States of America. The military forces, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines are functioning as the police force of the United Nations under Publication 7277 of the State Department's plan for the unification of the armed forces of what used to be called the Soviet Union under the United Nations to function as the only armed force left in the world to maintain peace and order and to ensure the disarmament of all nations and all peoples. This is not conjecture, it's documented in the law. It is a fact. And you have had your head buried in the sand for too long. And what happened today in Oklahoma City was a part of the agenda to bring about the New World Order. You watch as the stories continue to unfold. It is no accident that this occurred on the second anniversary of the Waco massacre, as you shall soon see, without any input from me. It will become plain. Just keep your eye on the lips of Janet Reno.
You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.